Module 1. Types, procedures, and costs of opening a business. Upon a successful completion of this module, you will get familiar with the types of companies in Slovenia, as well as of the procedures for establishing a particular type of business and related costs. 1.1. Types of business entities. Under the Companies Act, a company is a legal entity that independently carries out a profitable activity on the market as its exclusive activity. Legal entity can be organized in one of the following forms: as a personal company or as capital companies. There are 6 different types of profit-making companies in Slovenia. Limited Liability Company, DOO. Unlimited Company, DNO. Share Holding Company, DD. Company with Share Capital, KD. Limited Partnership with Share Capital, KDD. European Limited Liability Company, Societas Europea, SE. Most of the companies in Slovenia are established in the form of a Limited Liability Company, DOO. The majority of foreign investors also choose this form. A sole proprietor, SP, is also a common form, however, it is not a legal entity. Throughout the module, we shall focus on these 2 most common forms. 1.1.1. Sole proprietor. Theoretical framework. A sole proprietor is a business entity but is not a legal entity. It is a natural person who performs a profitable activity on the market. He is taxed with income tax. A sole proprietor is a self-employed person who does not pay salaries, bonuses or other bonuses to himself that would otherwise belong to regular employees in other forms of business entities. Although he must be included in the compulsory insurance system, he is not employed in his business entity and therefore cannot claim his salary as a cost. In this formal business, it is interesting to know that the sole proprietor can freely dispose of earning and can transfer it to personal consumption whenever necessary. However, he is responsible for his business operation with his entire assets, which, in the event of bad business, possess a risk of losing personal property. Running a business as a sole proprietor is easy, as it only requires the management of basic accounting records and compliance with the rules that apply to the charging of services. Important/exceptions. Although the establishment of this business entity is simple and in principle, there are no specific limitations for setting it up. Certain persons cannot register an SP. These are persons who have been included in the list of tax reports non-submitters or non-taxpayers for the last 12 months. Persons holding a share of more than 25% of a company, published in the list of tax reports, non-submitters or non-taxpayers for the last 12 months. Persons who were involved with more than 50 of the direct share in the capital of a company, which was removed from the court register in the last year without liquidation on the basis of the Financial Operations Act, insolvency proceeding and forcible winding up. Persons who have been fined twice in the past 2 years with the final decision of the Labor Inspectorate of the Republic of Slovenia or the Financial Administration of the Republic of Slovenia in connection with an offence pertaining to work and illegal employment. Persons who have been bindingly convicted to a prison sentence for certain criminal offences listed in item 1 of the first paragraph of Article 10 of the ZGD-1. Tips from professionals. This type of business entity is worth considering if the future business does not pose a risk to the loss of an entrepreneur's personal assets in case of a lesser planned annual turnover, for example, up to 50,000 euros per year. Or if the business activity will be simple, for example, renting a property intellectual services. Under certain conditions, a sole proprietor can opt for flat rate taxation. In this case, he is not required to keep accounting books. This is also important from a tax perspective. In 2018, this option can be selected by sole proprietors who have no employees and have less than 50,000 euros of annual turnover. 80% of the annual turnover is recognized as costs, while 20% of annual turnover is taxed with 20%. This actually represents a 4% tax on the total annual gross income. As these provisions often change, you should keep up to date and check them regularly on the website of the Financial Administration of the Republic of Slovenia. 1.1.2 Supplementary Sole Proprietor. Theoretical Framework. Supplementary sole proprietor is a natural person who is regularly employed by another employer on a full-time basis. He is therefore insured on a different basis. However, in this way he can carry out various additional profitable activities. This status enables the business activities to be carried out legally and with very low costs. Establishment of a supplementary sole proprietor makes sense when a person performs smaller scope of business activities in addition to regular employment, for example, renting out a real estate. Legal status, rights and duties of a supplementary sole proprietor and a full sole proprietor are the same. However, there are some differences. Supplementary sole proprietor is fully employed full-time by another employer. The types and amount of social contributions are different. Supplementary sole proprietor only pays a lump sum contribution for insurance against injury at work and for occupational diseases according to ZPIZ2 and ZZZVZZ. The total sum of both insurances combined in 2018 amounts to 67.38 euros. Up-to-date information can be obtained from the website on the Financial Administration of the Republic of Slovenia. Important/exceptions. Supplementary sole proprietor is usually created by those who are not satisfied with work or earnings in their regular employment, or are interested in entrepreneurship and want to start their own business without great risk. Tips from professionals. Supplementary sole proprietor is the most appropriate business form for someone who is, for example, renting out a real estate. By registering a status of a supplementary sole proprietor, the person is taxed lower than if he was renting the same real estate as a natural person without the status. It is also suitable for other afternoon business activities if they are not prevented by an individual's employment contact. 1.1.3 Limited Liability Company, LTD. Theoretical Framework. Limited liability company is a legal entity, the founding capital of which consists of the founder's contributions. Founding capital must be at least 7,500 euros, as defined by the Companies Act, ZGD1. A limited liability company may be set up by one or more natural or legal persons. The value of founders' contributions may vary, however, the lowest contribution is set at a minimal amount of 50 euros. Contribution can be in cash or provided as an actual input or actual takeover, for example, investment in the form of real estate, movable property, rights, business or part of businesses. Unlike sole proprietors, limited liability company founders are not liable for business activities with all their assets, but only with the capital of the company. Important/exceptions. Among the founders of a limited liability company, there must be at least one shareholder and at least one managing director. It is not compulsory for either of them to be Slovene national and or to reside in Slovenia. The shareholder and the managing director may be the same person. Relations among founders are set up by the Founding Act. Tips from professionals. Establishment of a limited liability company is very safe from the point of view of protection of personal property. This is very important when there is more than one founder, as wrong business move of the influential founders harm all the other ones as well. In the case of one-person company, it is worthwhile to evaluate all the effects of different business forms and to decide whether it would be more appropriate to set up sole proprietor or limited liability company. 1.2. Procedures and costs of establishing business entities. Before establishing a business entity, regardless of its chosen form, it is necessary to obtain information about any possible additional conditions necessary for a specific business. The conditions are published on the eVIM web page. 1.2.1. Registration of a sole proprietor, SP, or a supplementary sole propriety, DSP. Theoretical framework. Conditions. A sole proprietor status can be obtained by any person capable of doing business, insofar as the person is not a tax debtor or is not on the list of tax defaulters at the Financial Administration of Republic of Slovenia. In some business sectors, intellectual services for example, there are no specific conditions for pursuing the business. Proprietor only needs a business place. He can even do business from home. However, in the case of a number of sectors, certain conditions must be fulfilled before starting the business, specific permits, licenses to be obtained. The conditions are published on eVIM web page. Procedure. Obtaining a sole proprietor status is very easy. It takes only 3 steps, which can be all done on one of the VIM points or via the eVIM portal. For registration via the eVIM portal, a digital certificate is required, which can be ordered by any natural person for free at one of the administrative units. One only needs a personal document. The first step is registering in the IPAS Business Register. This is done by application for entry into the Business Register of Slovenia form, which can be in electronic or paper form. The second step is to register with the Financial Administration of the Republic of Slovenia. Sole proprietor needs to define locations where the business activities will take place and where the revenues will be generated, as well as whether he has any business units or capital investments in the home country and or abroad, whether he has any accounts abroad and their numbers, and all potential business-related persons. Sole proprietor also estimates the amount of annual turnover, which is the basis for determining the advance tax payment. In addition, he decides whether to claim the actual cost taxation of a flat rate taxation. The majority of new sole proprietors opt for the second, as it simplifies their business operations. No accounting is needed. And the tax rate is low, only 4% of the annual turnover. The third and last step is registration into the health insurance at the Health Insurance Institute of the Republic of Slovenia. Registration is done with the form entitled Registration in Compulsory Social Insurance, M1 form. Sole proprietor receives the decision on the business registration a day after the establishment. If in a hurry, he can personally pick it up on the same day at the local IPAS office. The establishment procedure for a supplementary sole proprietor is the same, except that in this case, the entrepreneur needs to fulfill the requirement that he is employed full-time with another employer. The consent of the employer is not necessary. Documentation needed. In order to enter into the business register, the future sole proprietor must bring a valid personal identification document and a Slovenian tax number to one of the VIM points and state the following. Proposed date of entry, which is later than the date of filling the application for registration and is not longer than 3 months from the date of filling the letter. Firm and abbreviated firm. Name of the business entity. Information on the business address. Information about the proprietor and the business entity's representative. Name and surname. Personal identification number. Residence address and tax number. All business activities that he or she wishes to pursue. Data on other parts of the proprietor as units of the business register in accordance with the law governing the business register of Slovenia. He must also provide a statement by the proprietor that he or she has no outstanding commitments from previous business operations. In case the foreigner is not the owner of the real estate on which the company's address is located, also a verified consent of the real estate owner. Time frame. In case that there are no specific requirements regarding the premises or business performance, and that the future proprietor has provided all the necessary documentation and information, the entire procedure can be carried out at one of the VEM points in only 1 hour. Where to apply? Registration is done at one of the VEM points or via the eVIM portal. At a VEM point, the whole procedure is carried out. VEM employees submit applications to IPAS, FURS and ZZZS, all 3 steps needed for establishment. Costs. At VIM points, registration procedures are generally free of charge. Important/exceptions. A sole proprietor can open a transaction account for business, but use it both for private and business purposes. The transaction account must be public. If the future sole proprietor is not the owner of the real estate of the business address where he will carry out his activities, he must submit a validated owner's permission to pursue business activities at that address. Tips from professionals. Before a future sole proprietor visits one of the event points, make sure that he has all necessary documentation. After the registration, a sole proprietor needs to, as soon as possible, open a business account so that he can start with business financial transactions. Sole proprietor also needs to select high-quality accounting service provider, except if he opts for flat rate taxation. If sole proprietor will make business with natural persons and receive payments in cash, he must have a fiscal cash register, which he needs to obtain at Financial Administration of Republic of Slovenia. 1.2.1. Registration of a limited liability company. Theoretical framework. Limited liability company is the most common form of companies registered in Slovenia. It can be established through a VIM point quickly, easily and without a registration fee. Conditions. Conditions for establishing limited liability company via one of the VIM points are as follows. All funding contributions are in cash and are paid up prior to the submission of the registration form. Founders have signed the standard business establishment contract. In the case that there is only one founder, the company's decisions are kept electronically. In case that these conditions are not met, for limited liability company establishment, notaries required. A foreign citizen can set up a limited liability company in Slovenia under the same conditions as Slovenian citizens. Prior to the registration, he only needs to obtain the Slovenian tax number. Procedure. All founders and managing directors of the company must be present at a VEM point. In the event that the founder is a legal person, its legal representative must be present. All founders and legal representatives must personally sign the documents at a VEM point on the same day that all the documents were created, among others the Establishment Act. After entering the establishment form at Vanpoint, a temporary or a deposit account needs to be opened at the selected bank. For this, only the Establishment Act is needed. Founders deposit the founding capital, 7,500 euros minimum, on the account. The next step is to send a proof of depositing the founding capital on the temporary account to the Vanpoint where the procedure was started. When the founders receive the decision on registration of the company into the business register and the tax number of the company, they can convert temporary account with the help of these two documents into a regular business account at the selected bank. Some of the further steps needed. Obtaining a permit to perform a selected business activity, if necessary. Please check the requirements for specific businesses on EVM web pages. For a manager without employee status, an application for payment of social security contributions is required. Financial Administration of Republic of Slovenia must be notified of the selected bookkeeping system. Safety and health at work regulations have to be respected. Requirements depend on specific businesses. Documentation needed. When registering limited liability company, natural person needs a personal document, their tax or personal identification number, and an indication of the share of the founding capital. All legal persons as founders need a short version of the extract from the register of companies, personal documents of their founders and legal representatives, the business tax number, and an indication of the share of the founding capital. In addition to the above mentioned documents, at the Vanpoint, founders need to provide data on all founders of the limited liability company, the limited liability company's legal representatives, full name of the company, business address, planned business activities to be carried out within the company, estimated revenues and expenses of the company. In case that none of the founders is not the owner of the real estate on the location of the business address, a written consent from the owner of the real estate is needed. At the Vanpoint, the following documents will be prepared. Establishment Act, decision on the business address, decision on legal representatives, statement of appointment. The statement is issued for each representative separately. In the statement, the representative agrees with the performance of a particular function. Statement by a founder. The statement is issued separately for each founder. The founder guarantees that he does not have outstanding liabilities to the state from previous businesses. Form for registration in the tax system at FURS. Time frame. After the submission of a complete application to the court, the registration decision is, on average, issued within 4 days. Where to apply? Registration is done at one of the Vanpoints or via the eVan portal. Costs. Registration through Vanpoints is free of charge. Important/exceptions. In the event that the founder is not the owner of the facility where the business address of the company is set, he must attach a certified statement from the owner of the premises. In the statement, the owner authorizes the company to operate at this address. The verification of the statement is free of charge at the Vanpoint. The statement doesn't need to be verified if the owner of the building is physically present at Vanpoint or if the founder obtains permission from the Republic of Slovenia, the local community or other competent housing authority. Tips from professionals. In order to be completely familiar with the procedure and required documentation, it is recommended that you, as the future FDI advisor, prepare all the necessary documentation and personally revise all registration procedures up to the point of filling the documents to the relevant organizations. 1.3. procedures and costs of opening a branch. Theoretical framework. A branch is part of a company located in a different location than the company's registered business address. In spite of the fact that a branch is not a legal person, it can pursue all registered business activities on behalf of the founding parent company. The registered name of the parent company, the registered name of the branch, and the registered branch business address must be used. Most often, branches are established for the purpose of profitable business activities of a foreign company in Slovenia, since a foreign company can legally operate in Slovenia only if it establishes a branch or an independent new company. Conditions. A branch may be established by a domestic or a foreign legal entity without any founding capital. A foreign company and its legal representative need to obtain a Slovenian tax number before registering in the court register. A foreign company from a non-EU country may establish a branch in Slovenia if it is registered for at least 2 years in the country of its incorporation. Procedure. The application for registration of a branch needs to be submitted by a legal representative of a company. Entry into the court register is conducted by a notary. After the establishment of a branch, a bank account can be opened. Documentation needed. The application for registering a branch must be filled by a legal representative of a company at a notary and must ensure the following information: the name and address of the branch, an indication of the business activities and operations carried out by the branch, name and surname of the person representing the branch and the foreign company, identification data of the founder, nature and extent of the liability of the founder, date of entry and exit of the founders, amount of the founder's investment contribution. The legal representative also needs to present the following documentation: proof from the business register where the parent company is registered, business report for the last business year, in a short version, information on the bank account of the parent company, name of the bank, currency in which it operates, the bank account number, copy of the legal representative's passport, proof of the company's incorporation, tax number of the parent company and information on the activities of the parent company, in case this cannot be deduced from the founding act, address of the branch, the branch's business activities. The branch's activities must be the same as the activities of the parent company. Name and legal form of the parent company and the name of the branch. Information on the legal representatives of the parent company. If the founder is foreigner, the official documents of the founder of the branch must be translated by one of the official Slovenian court interpreters. Time frame. The branch is registered within 7 to 14 days. Where to apply? An application for registration of branch in a court business register must be filled by a legal representative of a company at a notary. Costs. The costs of establishing a branch are composed by the costs of the notary services. These depend on the difficulty of documents composition, the necessary verifications, the composition of the proposal in the court register. Costs of the needed translations by the official Slovenian court interpreters. Important/exceptions. A branch can only perform the activities listed in the business registry of parental company. If the law specifies special conditions for the commencement of an activity, this activity may only begin if it meets all the specific conditions required in the Republic of Slovenia. Tips from professionals. For liabilities arising from the business operations of branches, a parent company with all its assets is liable. Before setting up a branch, it makes sense to check whether it is more appropriate for a foreign company to establish a new company in Slovenia, 100% owned by a foreign company. 1.4. Business address and virtual office. Theoretical framework. For the registration of the company, the founder needs to provide a business address. The business address is where the company's head office is located. It is the place where the company carries out its business activities or place where the management of the company takes place. The founder can avoid high rental costs or real estate purchase if he does not actually need the business premises. The cost can be reduced to a minimum by hiring a virtual office. The virtual office offers the possibility of using a business address for the company's headquarters, the possibility of receiving official mail, notifying and redirecting of the incoming mail, receiving phone calls and faxes, offering the use of a meeting room, and similar. The price of a virtual office rental is somewhere between 25 and 270 euro per month, depending on the office's location and on the services that a company needs. Important / exceptions. A virtual office is not sufficient in specific businesses in which business premises are indispensable. To carry out certain business activities, especially in the field of catering, trade, warehousing, production, education, various workshops, laboratories, ambulances and similar, an adequate business premises must be provided. Upon registration of the company, this condition is not checked, but the entrepreneur must provide adequate business premises and acquire the appropriate permits before starting the actual operations. Virtual office in this case is not the right choice. Tips from professionals. An increasing number of foreign investors opt for such an office form as it is affordable, flexible and not binding for long term. More and more importance is focused on mobility and flexibility, as entrepreneurs often carry out their activities in several different locations, so a good FDI advisor will research the offer and also propose this option to the foreign investors. As an interesting feature, also worth mentioning, are co-working premises, affordable business premises, which are shared by several entrepreneurs. Their use is more popular among young companies / entrepreneurs who do not yet have regular income and want to save on costs. Co-working premises are fully equipped and an entrepreneur can start his or her business immediately upon moving there. Due to the proximity of other entrepreneurs, business networking is facilitated as opportunities are already present in the building itself. In addition, co-working contracts are valid for a shorter period of time and entrepreneurs do not bind themselves for long term, which allows them greater flexibility. 1.4. Buying an existing business. Theoretical framework. Investors who want to buy an existing Slovenian company or business can do so by way of a takeover, by purchasing shares, by a merger or demerger, or by concluding a management agreement with the company. Advantages and disadvantages of buying an existing business. An investor may choose to purchase an existing company and business to lower the risk which occurs when launching a new business on a new market, reduced startup costs, already existing inventory, patents, customers, etc. Immediately produce cash flow due to ongoing business activities. Potential risks when buying an existing businesses are hidden problems, debts that you may not be able to repay, already signed hidden contracts, other possible complications. Purchasing cost may be much higher than the cost of starting a new business. Procedure. Companies for sale are mostly limited liability companies with or without an established business. These companies can be bought directly from the owners or from the intermediaries. The procedure has to be done in front of a notary with a purchase agreement. Beforehand, the accounting service of the previous owner must hand over all financial documentation. Documentation needed. The following documents are required in order to take over an already established limited liability company in Slovenia. Identity card or passport. Survey by the Chamber of Commerce. Declaration that the company has been assessed and has no debts. Official statement from the Slovenian Ministry of Finance. Declaration that the balance sheet was closed at zero. Declaration that the previous company data were removed and replaced with new data. All documents and changes are formalized at the notary office in the presence of a certified legal translator. Further information that has to be provided by the notary office. Company name, if the existing name is intended to be changed. Company's new address. A list of members and shares. Company's main activity. Important/exceptions. The procedure is the same for citizens from the EU member states as for domestic investors. For the non-EU citizens, the procedure is different because, by law, for third country citizens, a local manager needs to be employed. Tips from professionals. Check the existing business or company's seller. On the Slovenian market, there are many providers of ready-made companies with an established business or newly opened companies. Be careful when buying an existing business. Only buy from trusted providers and always check for the guarantee that the company is clear of all debts. Check the company's history. You should also check the background of the company. If you are also buying an existing business with a company, you should check what operations they carried out, why it is not profitable, what competition they had on the Slovenian market, as well as the country's legislation, among other things. You can check the company's previous owners and business results by yourself on IPES, where annual reports and ownership, as well as certain other legal activities of the company are published. Nevertheless, a buyer never knows what document or legal actions were taken by previous owners, and the new owner could bear the consequences. Cautiousness is advised.